everybody eats when they come to my house.
Well, this week, John Lunder, if you wanted to help us expand our citrus tent. It's a big tent.
Well, maybe we should push the citrus envelope. It's just, you know, navel oranges are the white bread of the citrus world, and too many people rely on them. Some people moved up, and they decided when these cuties, these tiny seedless... See, I knew those had to exist. I loved mandarin oranges in the can when I was a kid, and I said, somewhere there must be really tiny oranges. Anyway, those are very boring. I want to encourage you while it's citrus season, to try some of the other wonderful citrus fruits available, including Sam's favorite, the caracara.
We're very excited. The caracaras are in season now. You can get them at local grocery stores.
And how do they taste?
They're delicious. They're a great balance of sweet and tart. You know, they're well balanced. Of course, the fruit is a reddish, which is different from the traditional orange.
But not as red as a blood orange,
right?
Which is another novelty citrus fruit, which is interesting to taste at first, but eventually you taste it and you go, this tastes like grape Kool-Aid, naturally.
You also like the Meyer lemon. Is that a different kind of lemon? I'm not up on my lemons.
It's another cross, like all of these, but it's crossed with some kind of orange, and... it's really a bright lemon flavor. Anything you want to make with lemon, make it with a Meyer lemon. But taste it, too, because it's a little bit sweeter than really tart lemons.
All right, Meyer lemons, caracaras.
Tangelos, mandarin oranges. They're all over. I mean, there's a lot out there, so open your mind a little.
John, you recently wrote a column about being a better Yelper. Yelp, of course, is this online review thing that a lot of people use to review restaurants.
I'd like to encourage all the restaurants to actually respond. When somebody says something horrible and wrong on Yelp, make a response, and it'll stay with the comment and correct incorrect information into the future, because these comments live on forever in what I call the perpetual matrix of incorrect information. And I also discourage, listen, restaurant cooks, chefs, all of you, stop attacking diners and making fun of them on social media. It's not hospitable. And after all, isn't that the point?
All right, so make a constructive response, but don't insult somebody. Yeah.
Hey, Sam, what's the best thing you've tasted lately?
Well, we were in Chicago for the holidays, and we had a meal from Reza's, which is a Persian restaurant on Clark, somewhere around Clark and Foster in the Andersonville neighborhood.
So this is traditional Chicago cuisine?
Well, traditional Persian food of Chicago, and a delicious lamb, and just gently seasoned with spices that are, you know, I don't often have, and wonderful Persian food. Reza's, R-E-Z-A. It's on Clark on the north side of Chicago, Andersonville.
And in an upcoming show, I'll try to tell you where you can find Persian food here.
That would be great. You can read John's column in the Boulder Weekly and listen to archived radio nibbles, news.kgnu.org, and we hope to see you at the dinner tonight at Arugula Restaurant.
Have some citrus, will you?
Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Having a derby, Irving.